On to some lighter fare. It's been fun, but this is it. The end of Pie Week here on Morning Edition.
Oh, go on, go on, go on.
Along with a lot of cravings, the series has evoked thoughtful memories from listeners around the country.
Harry Chamberlain sent a tweet from Fort Stewart, Georgia. He wrote, "After Grandma died, Grandpa took over making and selling apple pies at Farmer's Market. He's 81. We called Harry in Georgia and also reached his grandfather, Hal, in Cambridge, Ohio.
So 1962, we bought an apple orchard. My dear sweet Lizzie started baking pies at that time. She baked them right up until 5 years before she passed away.
Obviously, it was very difficult for my grandfather, but one of the ways that he found to cope was to teach himself how to bake the pies that my grandmother had always made.
Well, what I did when she passed away, I just followed the directions on her recipes, and I've got to admit, they are excellent.
A few listeners tweeted about a woman named Karen Amorodico. She's from Ashland, Oregon, and last year she came up with a unique idea for charitable giving.
2 a.m, I sat up and thought, I could make a pie every day and give it away.
Amorodico began by giving away pies to friends. Then, through this project, she wound up learning about strangers in need.
Once a neighbor told her about a little girl nearby who had cancer, Amorodico was nervous about showing up.
But I went ahead and I made her a pie. And as I drove to her house, I sat in front of the house for a while thinking, okay, God, I know you'll tell me what to say, because I didn't want to say the wrong thing.
The young girl opened the door and said, I'll go get my mom.
And I said, actually, Sarah, the pie is for you. And she said, it is?
Karen Amorodico says that after all that worrying, it turned out she didn't have to say anything.
I mean, the pie was a tiny part of it, but just showing up was really important.
Although then again, it doesn't hurt to show up with pie. Now, Pie Week has been a feast for the senses. We've covered touch, taste, sight, and smell, and next we have a treat for the ears.
We were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
That, of course, is American Pie by Don McLean, perhaps the most famous pie song, even though it's not about pie. But it's certainly not the only pie song.
Sugar pie.
The Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, was a Motown hit in 1965.
A few years later, the Beatles did Honey Pie, and Bob Dylan sang Country Pie. But you go back for the really wonderful stuff. Dinah Shore sang Shoo Fly Pie in Apple Pan Dowdy in 1946, and Fats Waller sang Sweetie Pie more than a decade before that.
Shoo Fly Pie and Apple Pan Dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoo Fly Pie and Apple Pan Dotty, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
You are my sweetie pie, sweetie pie. Little bit good, little bit naughty, little bit bad.
And since you can't have enough types of pie, here's a treat.
Well, it's blackberry pie, blueberry pie, strawberry rhubarb and old shoe fly, apple and cherry and banana cream.
That is Pie from Brady Reimer and the Little Band That Could.
Late night snack, meet the midnight moon. Lemon meringue, packs a bang. Pucker my lips, cause the key lime's tang. Pie a la mode, I'm about to explode. I can never get enough of that sweet, sweet pie.
Okay, we know we've left out many pie songs, so tell us your favorite on Twitter and be sure to include the hashtag Pie Week.
I see a trail of crumbs follow. The tips have turned a very berry shade of blue, and all around the kitchen, all I see are tears. I think you missed a little bit there on your chin, but you can't get by.
This is NPR, National Pie Radio.